And what's at stake if collections like yours did not exist?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say we hope to have a collection much bigger than this. This is just sort of the start, just the kernel of it. Well, you know, sort of as was referred to in the other questions, this is writing history itself. History is not simply essays, but the libraries that, you know, writers, and like you use that as a loose definition, not necessarily writers of war, but any kind of writer needs to be able to consult databases and libraries. And so if we don't make those, there just simply is no video game history. If there's no video game history, we're certainly not going to see anything too much more interesting than the continued vertical refining of the first-person shooter, right? So there's no history to point out why an idea was valuable or less valuable, or no history saying why this statement was something that should be listened to or something that was disagreeable. If there's no history, then all you have is sort of what a very straightforward market relationship supports, which is like, this is selling, so we're going to do it. So we're going to do it again. It's very, very flat, and unproductive portrait of games culture that I would not like to see on my own. So I will go ahead and throw my own position into the ring. We need a collection. You need someone to do that labor, and I wouldn't ever be so... deluded to say that this is the video game collection. It's just, we're going to need a number of these organizations that function somewhat maybe the way we've decided to, and maybe in totally different ways. Like, I think that someone like Baby Castles, for the long run, is just going to have a totally different structure. And it's going to be really important to have that diversity of tools as well. So, yeah, maybe even if an organization doesn't have a collecting mission, that they're still having this effect on video game history. So the point there is collections are super important, yet only one tool in sort of a larger system that I think we're going to need. And it's just taken from structure of writing history of media past. It seemed to work that way, so let's keep this going. If this is a particular cultural form that we think needs to be paid attention to. Boastful.
Great.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to tell me that I haven't asked yet?
No, I can't really think of anything. I'll just say maybe for to try to equip myself for whoever might be listening to this in the future that, you know, this conversation is very much of a particular moment in time, which is November 14, 2014. And, you know, things often change. So if anything really seems particularly different in a week or in 10 years, I hope that the listener would understand that we're doing our best from our particular vantage point in history in this interview. That's fair.
And I hope this generates some curiosity to check out what VGA is up to.
Yes,
at
please.
The time that this is being listened to.
Yes, at this particular vantage point in history.
Yes.
VGA is trying to work in your town if you live in Chicago.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Check us out. Yes. Thank you.